All right, we are back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. On the second half of the show, I have a very special guest, Allie Truitt. Her film, Stronger Than You Think, talks about her shark attack. She is a survivor and Paralympic swimmer. And her film, Stronger Than You Think, is making its West Coast premiere at the Newport Beach Film Festival coming up. She's going to share her journey from surviving this attack to competing in the 2024 Paris Paralympics, and she's with us now. Hey, Allie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. How does it feel to finally have your story on film, and you're coming out to the Newport Beach Film Festival?
I'm so excited that my documentary, Stronger Than You Think, gets to premiere at the Newport Beach Film Festival. You know, it really is, for me, if I can take this bad thing that happened to me and use it for good and use it to spread hope and, you know, the message that we can rise back up after life knocks us down, then that's really healing and exciting to me. So I'm so grateful to the film festival for shining a light on Stronger Than You Think.
For listeners that are not familiar with your story, could you give us a synopsis? You know, I don't want to give everything away in the doc, but, you know, about the film.
Yes. The documentary journeys my story from 2 days after my college graduation, when I was attacked by a shark and lost my foot and part of my leg, all the way through to a year later, making and medaling at the 2024 Paris Paralympics, and really kind of takes you through the highs and the lows along that journey. And for me, it felt like filming in that first year, although scary and new, was a really authentic way to show what that recovery looks like. And, you know, the setbacks and the challenges that come, and also the joy and hope and beautiful life that there still is post-trauma, post-hardship.
And by the way, yesterday, the Orange County Register featured, I don't know if you had a chance to see it online, incredible article about Stronger Than You Think and your backstory. You talk about in the article everyday American heroes who rose up and saved your life. Do you want to give a shout out to a few of those people?
Yes. I mean, I could do that forever. There are so many people who played such a pivotal role in saving my life and helping me rebuild it, from, you know, the first responder, Matthew, who hopped on the boat to keep me conscious. My two college teammates and best friends, Sophie and Hannah. Sophie was in the water with me during the attack, and Hannah met me in the trauma hospital I was airlifted to. My family, you know, my parents were so critical in helping me and have just operated as such an incredible unit. My brothers, so many close college teammates and friends and therapists, and my swim coach, Jamie. My list goes on and on of all those people. So it is such an exciting way to also highlight what heroes they all are and share that with the world, too.
So you went to Yale. You're a swimmer at Yale. Your mom went to Yale, correct?
Yes.
Did she inspire you at a young age? Were you like, you know, a 3 or 4 year old and swimming?
My mom put us all, me and my three brothers, in the water at a young age just to make sure that we were water safe and knew how to swim.
Yes.
I actually tried out a lot of different sports, and I just ended up loving the water. I love the way that I feel in the water and the joy and the freedom. And so it just became a space that I felt really at home and comfortable in from a very young age. That was not the case with my brothers, so I got a lot of their swim lessons, too, which ended up helping.
Okay. Tell me what the road was like, your recovery, how long it took you.
Yeah, you know, right now I'm a little over 2 years out from the shark attack and amputation, so there are parts of my life where I feel like I'm still recovering and still processing and still learning new things with a prosthetic leg and as an amputee that I'm having to adjust to. But, you know, I would say those first several months are really intense recovery. I was doing physical therapy 3 times a day, trying to get myself physically strong again.
Wow.
I was processing emotionally and writing and grieving and surrounding myself with support to kind of lift me back up. And so those first several months really were kind of working to show myself that I could get back up, and that what just happened to me wasn't going to stop me from going for the things that I wanted in my life and thought I was capable of.
Amazing. Because it's not just physical, it's this whole mental journey.
Definitely, yes. It's been a physical and a mental journey, you know, through processing the attack itself that I was conscious for, and also through grieving the life I used to have and adapting to the life that I now have.
Would you say that your background as an athlete really helped you through this recovery?
Definitely. My background as an athlete, I feel so grateful that that was something that I was prioritized and enjoyed. I think generally for me, I would say my background as an athlete stemmed from enjoyment of moving my body and exercise. Mm-hmm. I view exercise and sports as just a complete mood booster. And that has been the case in my recovery. It's continued to enable me through physical therapy and through the goal of the Paralympics and now the marathon. It's really enabled me to show myself what I'm self capable of and to just move my body and get joy from that and freedom and feel so strong and competitive. That has always been something that's helped me, and it's continued these past 2 years. And then I would say also, I think the mental training as an athlete definitely helped me in the moment of the attack and in the grueling recovery that followed. So, and of course, you know,
ooh, I just lost you there.
And it saved my friend Sophie's life, the fact that we were able to swim away. So in that way, too, it has completely helped me and saved my life.
Unbelievable. And then, so you competed in the Paralympics, and you medaled. Did you win 2 silver medals?
I did, yes.
What was that moment like?
It was so special. I think, you know, for me, I had 50 friends and family who had taken time off of life and work and their own families and flown to Paris to be in the stands to cheer for me. And so those races were a way to thank those people, to thank everyone who had been a part of my journey and taken me from that low to the podium. And so to be on the podium and to get to look up at all of them and be surrounded by them and hug them, that just felt so, so special. And I think, you know, for myself and my own journey, a moment where I really hit the pause button and reflected and felt really proud of what I had been able to overcome and fought for. And of course, it's always an honor and a privilege to be able to represent your country. So sure. I know, you know, so many people want and train for those spots. And so to be able to bring home medals for Team USA also just... I was really glad to be able to do that.
Oh my gosh, your parents must have been bawling their eyes out. What was it like, you know, someone approached you to make your story a film. What was it like to finally see it on film?
It was so crazy. You know, I'll be honest, I'm a typically pretty private person, mm-hmm. and the exposure has been very new for me, including the idea of filming my recovery. That was a wild idea to me at first. But I think, you know, through my recovery, I was being told that the way that I was approaching my recovery, my mindset and kind of my words were helping other people through their hardships too.
Sure.
And that was such a healing thought for me to think that I could use what had happened to me to help someone else and make sense of this senseless trauma in that way. And so I really was finding so much healing in it that it encouraged me to lean into it. And, you know, if I'm in a position to help someone else, that's a gift, and I want to do that. So it was really cool to be able to see the film and to hear the impact that it had on other people. Yeah. That's just been the most special part, because it's so, it really is. It's so healing for me to know that story and that film is having impact in that way. But it's definitely new to see yourself on a big screen, too.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Was there someone who said to you, you're stronger than you think? Or was that something you told yourself as your mantra?
That was something that I told myself. Mm-hmm. And it was something I learned, truthfully. You know, a lot of these past 2 years and the way I've recovered, I've surprised myself in that. Like, I would have never predicted that this was the way I was going to come back from losing my leg in a shark attack at 23 years old. And I think that message... what that points to is this idea that we all have more in us than we think we do. We are all so much stronger than we think. And yes, my story of being attacked by a shark was incredibly unique, but there's so much universality in what came out of it that I really hope that other people walk away believing that they too are stronger than they think. And so for me, seeing the way that I've recovered these years and surprising myself, I ended up telling myself, you're stronger than you think. You have more in you than you might believe you do. Yeah. And if you leave space for that in your mind, you will surprise yourself with what you do.
Yeah. And look at you now. I mean, your next chapter, you're training for the New York City Marathon. You're debuting with Sports Illustrated. Can you talk about that as well? What's that like?
It's, again, a very new space for me, but so cool to be able to represent in that way. Mm-hmm. I feel like I understand now more than ever, if you can see it, you can be it. And to be able to represent individuals with disabilities and female athletes and Paralympians in that way and see someone with a disability on a runway or in Sports Illustrated swimsuit, you know, a huge issue. It matters. It really, really matters. And so I feel so grateful to them for recognizing the importance and for acting on it. And so, you know, for me, the messages I've received from being in it, from other female amputees, is just the most special piece of it, to know what that representation is doing. And it's also just so cool. I feel like I'm like, I can't even call it a dream come true, because I never even dreamed that possible for myself. So sure. It's been awesome to show myself my own growth. You know, I started as a 23-year-old girl who had just become an amputee. I started in a place of, no one's ever going to see my prosthetic leg. I asked my parents to take away all my short skirts and dresses.
Really?
At 23 years old.
Oh.
And so, you know, to a year later, be posing in a tiny bikini and Sports Illustrated swimsuit, showing my leg.
Mm-hmm.
It's also just a really big gift for me to show myself.
Yes.
You know, the self-acceptance I've had and the growth that I've had through this, too.
Your authentic self. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have to wrap up soon, but you're also growing your nonprofit, Stronger Than You Think. Do you want to share some details?
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited that the documentary is also named Stronger Than You Think, to hopefully increase the messaging and the hope, but also the education and the awareness and the funding. I started a nonprofit also called Stronger Than You Think, and it's focused on the three pillars that saved my life and helped me rebuild it. So that's water safety, that's the Paralympic movement, mm-hmm. and it's funding for prosthetics for young women and girls. Becoming an amputee, I was just shocked at how expensive prosthetics are and how little is
not covered
by insurance
relative
to what's needed. So I'm really excited to have more impact in that space. We've had great impact to date, and fundraising for the marathon is, again, another way for me to do that. So it's incredibly healing and meaningful work for me to be doing right now.
And lastly, how do you feel about competing in LA 2028?
I am so excited for home games. Being able to see, you know, the French support in Paris for their athletes just made me all the more excited for what that's going to feel like at a home games in LA. Mm-hmm. So I am excited to get back into it and, you know, with eyes towards making the team in 2028.
Awesome. I just want to mention to the listeners that the screening on Sunday is sold out at the Newport Beach Film Festival. However, there is another screening on Wednesday, October 27th, 5:30 p.m., Triangle Cinemas, Screen 4. Anything else you'd like to leave us with?
That is amazing. Yeah, I would leave you with "You're All Stronger Than You Think."
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Fantastic film. Great message. Congratulations. And thanks for taking the time to call in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Be well. Take care, Allie.
Hi.
Bye-bye. That was Allie Truitt talking about her film, Stronger Than You Think, featuring her whole backstory as a shark attack survivor and how she became a Paralympic swimmer. And her film is making its West Coast premiere at the Newport Beach Film Festival. And all the details are on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Again, the first screening is sold out, but there is one on Wednesday, October 22nd. 5:30 p.m., Triangle Cinemas, Screen 4. I put a link up on the show blog to get tickets, and there are more details. The film just came out. And director is Janice C. Molinari, Melissa Forman, producer Allison J. Davis, Melissa Forman, and all other details are on there as well. The Newport Beach Film Festival is kicking off tomorrow. There is an amazing lineup of films. Again, Elena Newman's film is in there, and so many others. So if you want something really fun and inspiring to do, you can visit the Newport Beach Film Festival website and check out what they have showing. At the top of the hour, SoCal New Waver is back with Past Forward. And I'm going to wrap up in a few minutes. But if you want to find out more about being a guest on my show, or if you have someone who would make a great guest on my show, you can send me a pitch to Janine, J-A-N, E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. That's J-A-N-E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. I also want to mention, if you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head over to our website at KUCI.org. All of our shows, public affairs, music shows, are on there. We have an eclectic mix of talent here at the station. So you can check that out. And also our socials, KUCI FM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone, and I'm going to leave you with a little music, and I'll be back next Wednesday. You have been listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, and this is Get the Funk Out.